Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code that I may assist you?
Hello, Jenny. This is Kath. Jenny, I'm calling from Chime Bank Security Department. So I'm calling a recorded line for quality assurance purposes regarding our mutual customer, Jasmine Williams. So Jasmine reaches on us and she stated that the $99.97 was unauthorized. So I'm here to validate this with you. Can you help me with this one?
May I have her zip code, please?
Yeah, sure. So just give me one moment. Let me double check the zip code of Jasmine that we have here in our file.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Zip code. All right. So the one that we have here is 30102.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah, sure. It's 30102.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
You're welcome. Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Her last name is Williams.
Yes.
And her shipping address?
Let me double check. So the one that we have here is 6208 Jacobs Road, Ackworth. So the one that I provided with you earlier. So the zip code.
Thank you. And so I do see Ms. Williams' orders here from May 12th, the keto gummies, the keto cleanse, and the Forksland Master. So how may I assist?
I really just wanted to verify if this $99.97 was unauthorized.
So this has a terms and condition process, and she did not call back to deal with her account, and she was charged the full price.
Full price. So meaning to say, Jenny, that the $99.97 was the full price of the keto gums that she ordered. Is that correct?
Say that again, please.
The $99.99 is actually a charge from the product that she ordered, which keto gums. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you mentioned that you sent the custom or you sent a terms and conditions to Jasmine. So let me, can I verify the email address?
We didn't send the terms and conditions to Ms. Williams. When you order, they are there for you to read and know the process.
Oh, I see. So can I verify the phone number that Jasmine used for the order?
Sure. It is 470 330 2486.
Yes, that is the one that we have here. Also, if you have an email address, can I verify it with you?
Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
So the email address that we have here in our file is mrswilliams29@yahoo.com. Is that
yes.
The one also in your file?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So one last verification, Jenny. The full name was also matched in your file, which is Jasmine Williams.
That is correct.
All right, so I'm done with my investigation, Jenny. So thank you very much for assisting me for this day. So I'm done. So thank you very much. Stay safe always and have a great day.
Is there anything you need us to do with the account?
No. I'm just wanted to verify if this is unauthorized. So since that all of the information that we have here and as of your verifying, so I'm done. So I guess the cost or the customer has inside knowledge of the of the order or of the amount that she is disputing. So which means this is an authorized transaction. She has she's really knows this transaction. So thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Now.
Yes, bye for now. Bye bye.